The Rangers getting ready to take on the Tigers in the first game of the series on Monday. But in the top of the first, it would be Detroit's Justin Upton ready against Texas starter Martin Perez.
High and deep and into center field. This ball well struck. Robinson going back. He's to the track at the wall, and this one's on to Greens Hill. And with a man on board, it gives Detroit the early 2-0 lead.
High fly, center field. Robinson into a dive, and he got it. What a play, Drew Robinson. What a smile to go with it. Steals a hit from John Hicks, and the inning is done. The shield shows bunt. Drops it out in front of the plate. Nobody home at the plate. The throw down to first will get the Shields, but the squeeze gets Odor home. Rangers lead 3-2.
The 3-1. Swinging a high fly ball hit to left center. That one slicing towards the hill. That ball back out of here. Just to the left field side of the hill. Joey Gallo with his 33rd home run of the season. And the Rangers lead 4-2.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a ball popped up out into shallow center. A long run from Mikey Matuk, and it falls for the base hit. Here comes Odor, the 6th Ranger run tonight.
Texas takes the series opener from the Tigers 6-2 on Monday as Martin Perez wins his 7th. Michael Fulmer came off the DL for the Tigers to make his first start of August. 3-for-4 night for Rougned Odor. After the game, here's Rangers manager Jeff Banister.
I mean, similar stuff. Early on, was a little bit challenged with some of the delivery. Worked east to west, primarily, really more arm side. Early, but was able to get some pitches to the extension side. I felt like the last two innings was really when he started to hit the delivery more than the previous innings, but he was able to make enough pitches, quality pitches early to get some outs. Obviously the challenge pitch there to Upton, hit for a home run, really the only damage, however, but very, very effective tonight.
You had a very versatile offense tonight. Is that just the way the game broke, or is that something you guys are trying to pound into them? Or,
yeah, TR, it's one of those situations. Look, I felt like tonight offensively might have been our best approach all year long, really, with everything that we did. We ran the base as well. Got some bunt base hit, some sacrifice bunt. We're able to capitalize in those situations. Hit the ball the other way, got the home run by Gallo, the sac fly by Beltre. Just – all around, probably the best approach in a game that we've had collectively throughout the game. Some things that we've talked about just going forward is the ability to put runs on the board. That's what the thought process is. The idea is that, look, it's about scoring scoring runs. And if that's the approach that we need to take throughout, then so be it. But felt like that our guys went into the game today with a solid approach against a guy that can be very challenging for you. Look, Fulmer's quality pitcher, made him work early on, and we were able to capitalize on some situations.
When Rodriguez was called up, you told us you didn't know much about him, hadn't seen him much in a game.
How smart am I?
What'd you think after the first well, first game?
A pretty smart guy tonight to bring him in, right? What an impressive debut for a young guy. Quality inning, very calm. Did not look like a young guy that was – it was his first outing ever at the major league level. Pounded the strike zone, some sliders up in the zone that really late-breaking life. Curveball had nice spin, but more than anything else, very late velo with the fastball through the zone.
You were talking about hits and runs was kind of the approach. Rugi, obviously, 3 hits, 3 runs tonight. And kind of building off what he did yesterday, just what have you seen the last couple of days after that long, slumpy end?
Well, using the hands better, staying balanced on his feet, really looking to hit the ball to all fields. I think the bunt base hit probably got him going a little bit. But he's been using his hands a lot better here lately, staying on the ball. Really looking to drive the ball through the middle of the field and starting to pay off for him.
Can you just take us through the Shields bunt? Was that you guys calling the play, or the Shields doing it on his own, or Odor reading it? Just make sure we're crystal clear on exactly what happened, please.
Well, look, with the Shields, that's his game. He's always has the option in that situation to put that to execute that play. There are times where we put the play on. There are times that he looks to read the situation. I think that in those type of situations with the Shields, more organic when he is aware of it and does it on his own. That was a situation tonight where he read the situation, did it on his own. I know that all of our guys are ultra aware when he's at the plate that that is an option for us. Rugi made a great read on it. Obviously, situation there where the Shields actually thought the ball was going to go foul, so hesitated. Doesn't hesitate. He's probably safe at first base. However, great play by him. Good read of the defense and our offensive situation.
Rougned Odor did it all on Monday. 3 for 4, scores 3 runs, and steals a pair of bags, and talks about his performance.
My leg's feeling pretty good today, and I mean, that's why I bunt. First of all, Martin pitched pretty good today. Even they started the game winning by 2, but right away we scored 2, so I was a little off in that inning, and we were tied, and I'm just trying to get on base to keep scoring running.
Also, too, you guys being aggressive on the base paths, 2 steals tonight for you. Was that part of the strategy going in as well, or is there something you saw in game?
I mean, I'm just trying to win the games, and if I need to do that, I'm going to do that for win the games.
You guys have been playing pretty good baseball, especially on this homestand. Do you think there's been anything different in the last 10 days or so?
I think we've been playing more together, you know. When we play together, I think nobody can beat us, and that's why we've been doing the last couple games, and I hope we keep doing that.
Martin Perez gave up 2 runs in the first, and they would settle down pitching 5 more scoreless innings to win his 7th game this season. Here's Perez on his overall efforts.
I got confidence now, and, you know, when that happens as a pitcher, you know, you can do whatever you want with the ball, and, you know, and you compete. And it's not easy to go out there and, you know, face a good hitter, but when you got confidence, you compete and you know, you do your job.
How big was it when you gave up those 2 early runs for your team to respond and give that right back to you?
A lot. You know, we've been playing good, and, you know, I just missed my changeup, and I think you know, after that, you say I need to, you know, stay in the game, and you know, we got this game. We've been playing good, and we're gonna hit the ball well, and we're gonna win the ball.
You mentioned you're more confident now. Was there anything that triggered that?
I think after I changed my delivery a little bit, I feel better. I have good timing, and that's how I pitched before in 2009 when I was in low A, and I trying to remember those years, and you know. I feel great, man, and like I say, when you got confidence, you can pitch and you can put the ball where you want.
Tuesday's pitching matchup has Justin Verlander throwing for the Tigers against A.J. Griffin of the Rangers.